Okay, well, what about, let's see, what about the different kinds of breads that your mom used to make or your wife used to make? What did she use for flour?
Well, the use for flour, we used to.
You're fine. Just keep going.
I say that what they use for flour, why they used to grow their own wheat, and in the fall of the year, and harvest the wheat in the fall of the year, and you take the wheat down to the mill. You always had to call it a grist mill. You take it down to the mill where they'd make flour, and they'd take it down there, and you'd bring back maybe a 10, 12, or 15, or maybe 20 sacks of flour, which would do you for the year. And you'd store it and keep it in your house or in your cellar or in your house someplace. And that's what you used for flour. You didn't go to the store. You couldn't go to the store and buy flour because the stores didn't carry it. You had to go to the mill and get the flour. The mill would make the flour out of it. And they'd also, in exchange, we called it the brand, that's the outside kernel of the wheat, that they'd, when the mill, during the process of the flour, why they'd take the outside off, and then they'd have to get the white flour, and they'd also get the germ of the wheat. There's a germ in the wheat, which they call it, we used to get, in exchange for that, we used to call it germade. Germade mush, and we still get it. I still have some germade mush about every morning. I like it. I guess it's just part of a habit, I guess, but it is. But they get the three things. They get the flour out of the wheat, they get the flour, and they get the bran, and then they get the germade, or the germ. It'd be the same thing, about the same as cream of wheat. Germ. Then the way it is, it's the germ of the wheat.
What was used to get the bread to rise?
You used to use the yeast.
Yeast, that's what was in there. Okay. What about...
My mother used to make, they used to make bread. People here used to make two kinds of bread. It's all bread, but anyway, they used to make it a little better than that. They call it the Swiss bread. We still do it now. Around here in Swiss days, and you can buy a lot of this Swiss bread. But anyway, they'd take the bread and kind of decorate it up a little bit, and they'd braid it.
Oh.
And they make instead of making it in a loaf, they make it in a loaf, but they'd cut the loaf into three different pieces, and then they'd braid it and make a braided bread out of it, and we'd call that Zipfer bread or Swiss bread.
Mm.
And then they'd put a little bit of milk with it. A lot of people just use water to make the bread, but they'd always use some milk, and they'd also put some butter with it, and so it made a little better,
yeah,
better bread.
Mm. Well, what about today? What do you call soft drinks? Do you know what I mean? Do you know what soft drinks are?
Yeah, pop.
Pop. What kinds of different pops do you drink?
Well, there's all kinds of different pops. There's root beer, and there's Sprite and 7-Up.
Do you like
them? Oh, I drink a few once in a while. I like them all right. They're good. We used to didn't have, in the early days, we didn't have a lot of drinks. We used to make root beer. Was about the only thing we'd have, and make root beer. And in the summertime, we'd make our own root beer. And we'd go down to the store and get the extract, and a bowl of extract, and make about 5 gallons of root beer. And we put that make some water and some sugar, put it in the water and sugar, and put it in bottles and let it put it out in the sun to let it kind of ferment. And after it fermented for a few days, well, then you'd drink it. It just had to put a little more of a nip to it.